Today's empowerment is the Chakra Sambhara, the sacred lineage of Rechungpa. And this is sources of this lineage is coming from the Vajra and Dakini, who transmitted this to Telopa. And Telopa fulfilling three very sacred tasks, then this empowerment and other transmissions were bestowed upon him. And he transmitted this to Naropa, who fulfilled 12 unimaginable tasks and tests. And then Naropa transmitted this to Marpa, who is a manifestation of Dombi Heruka, and also he is the embodiment of He Vajra. And then he received this during his last travel to India, where he met Naropa with lots of difficulty, because Naropa entered into tantric ways, so ordinary people cannot see him. So this way, through his deep devotion, then Marpa able to see him, and he spent over 6 months with him, and during which the main transmission was this tantra. And then during Marpa's time with Naropa, then Naropa's question is answered by Marpa. There is a disciple of mine in Tibet whose name is called Mila, and Milarepa, and he was prophesied by Dakini for this transmission. And immediately Naropa put his hands together and said four sentences, which says that in the north, which is like a darkest of the night, and there is a person like a sun shining on the snow mountain. And his name is Tupaka. One makes you happy by hearing his name. And so I bow to him. And Naropa put his hands together and bow towards north. And then, which is Tibet, then all the trees and all the plants of that area also bow towards Tibet and towards Milarepa. So then Marpa transmitted this to Milarepa, and Milarepa transmitted this to quite few of his disciples, including the famous hunter whose name is known as Ngombo Dorje. And few of the lineage, such as Ngombo Dorje's lineage, did not continue, because he, without leaving his body, reached to the Akanishta, the highest of the pure land of Dakinis. And at the same time, then there's three main lineage transmitted. And one is the elaborate one, that is to the Gampopa. One is the medium one, that is to the Rechungpa. And one is the shortest form of it, that is to the Nyenzong Denpa, And so these are known as Rechung Hienju, Tapun Hienju, Ngenzong Hienju. Hienju means mouth to ear lineage. So this is kept very, very secret from master to disciple. And also there is many ways to transmit this empowerment, mainly in three categories. For very advanced practitioner, person, not so advanced, and very ordinary. So for each one of them, for example, with ordinary, advanced ordinary, ordinary ordinary, and inferior ordinary. So that way, then there is many ways to practice this and many ways to transmit the empowerment. And here, all of that is put together and came as one, so that everyone can receive this. And then each one will receive it by their own level. And so this is the lineage. And today you are participating in this transmission, and it has two parts: first preparatory, second the actual empowerment. And I'm telling them that we are very fortunate to be able to have such a lineage still alive today. We are being part of it, very, very, very fortunate. But at the same time, we should know that in Vajrayana, although we say, according to like this tantra, it says that you can, after receiving the empowerment and having connection with this tantra, you can achieve enlightenment maximum 16 lifetime, and then maybe 7 or 8 lifetime, and then 3 lifetime. So this is with a very, very serious condition. That means you have total unconditional faith, trust, devotion, and compassion. Total, unconditional. And which is very easy to say, but not that easy for those who don't have it. And then at the same time, without breaking any of the samaya of this tantra, then even you don't practice verbally or physically, then if you have all of that, then that itself become a practice. So that's minimum 3 lifetime, maximum 18 lifetime, you will attain the realization of Chakrasambhara. And that way, it sounds a little bit different from previously what I have said during the Kadam transmission, that enlightenment is a very, very difficult thing. But still, it really didn't change anything, because all of that conditions has to be there. And that condition itself is practice. Now, we are very fortunate, and so on, but at the same time, it is very serious, because there is an example in many, many tantra that tantric transmission and practice is like a snake in a bamboo tube, hollow bamboo. And there's only two ways: the snake goes up or snake goes down. There's only two ways. So in tantra, if we practice and keep the samaya, we will be enlightened in 3 life or 7 life or 16 life, or even 1 life if we practice like Milarepa or Telopa or Naropa. And if we break the samaya, etc., then I don't have to say what will happen to us, relatively speaking. We can never be born in hell or lower realm or higher realm ultimately, but relatively we will be, because right now we are here relatively. So this is the evidence that we can be born anywhere, and according to our karma. And this is the the proof is right here, this life. I'm telling them, I told them in Tibetan that many of you who will practice like Milarepa, who will practice like Kelopa, not just for, there's a word in Tibetan, and I don't find that word in English. Maybe it is not there. Maybe I didn't find it yet. We call it Aksar. Aksar means like something new. You get very excited, and then after some time, you had enough of it, and then you go for something else, like a fashion, no? You like some kind of ways of talking, walking, dressing, all of eating, all of that. And then after some time, that is wrong, that is not good, that is old-fashioned, and now you have to look for a new one. So in our language, that is a weakness, that is not good, because that way one cannot really achieve anything, because go forward, backward, go forward, backward, like that. So this way, it is a quite common thing, and at the same time, if you don't have any of that and you practice fully like Milarepa until you reach the Buddhahood totally, then of course many of you will reach Buddhahood before I do. And then that makes me very happy, because you will take care of me and you will liberate me. And then some of you might be left behind just like us right now, and I might be attaining Buddhahood before some of you do, then I will take care of you better than I do right now. So million times, million folds better than I do right now. So this way, the most important thing is we have to realize how serious our connection with Tantra is. And today you are receiving the Rechumpa's ear-to-mouth lineage of the Chakrasambhara, the second elaborated, most elaborated, and second and the shortest. So this is the second. Participate in it with, you should participate in it with the utmost sincere compassion and devotion. Compassion, I mean bodhicitta. And then we definitely will receive blessing of this tantra.